Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Do you remember what it felt like? Because it wasn't too long ago. It's a very distinctive feeling. I can't wait to see the responses to this on the text line. But you were a stranger in your own country. You remember that feeling? If you're listening to this show, you probably fall in that category. You were a minority and a small one under attack. Your values never shown, never seen. Nobody like you on TV. Nobody like you in commercials. Nobody like you on shows or in movies. It was constant. It was oppressive. And I've described in extreme detail how the human rights campaign, Barack Obama and the Democrats used the strong arm of government and government bureaucracy, particularly business regulatory bureaucracy, to enforce the creation of what it turns out was a very, very, very fake cultural environment. But it felt real. Felt real to never see anyone like you. Or if you were a white male, you were being belittled. You were the dumb rube who had to have a liberal minder explain to you how things should go, whether it was a commercial or a movie. You could never be the protagonist in one of those. And it all crumbled and it's all falling apart. You know why it's falling apart? There's no more fear. There's no more fear of an SEC investigation. If you're, American Eagle, and you put a really attractive white girl in jeans, and then she says, I've got good jeans, or the announcer does. Did you see what just happened? You got to read this in the New York Post. Defiant American Eagle CEO hits back at woke mob. Why? That Sydney Sweeney ad? They added a million new customers in 2 months. Sold out of her jeans that she was selling. They had to put rush orders in to manufacture more. They did not anticipate the demand. Now listen to what he said. You can't run from fear, said teen retailer CEO Jay Schottenstein to the Wall Street Journal. This was yesterday. We stand behind what we did. And he talks about how essentially his staff basically began to panic in the face of accusations that the brand was promoting racist and sexist tropes. And they were saying it was outright Nazism. He says he told his charges to remain calm. Just remain calm. Company stock went up by double digits. More than a million, he says, new customers. Despite the left doing its level best to cancel American Eagle, pushing eugenics and racial superiority, supposedly. Folks, they would have gotten away with this in 21-22. He says that the thing that CEOs need to do when faced with a campaign to destroy you, to cancel you like this from the left, is to simply double down. He says that his goal is to put a pair of jeans on every Tucci in the United States. And he's not backing down. He says he did keep his eye on it. He hired a firm that polled customers about the ad campaign. But it wasn't anywhere as bad as the mainstream media was making it seem. Quote, by sticking to their guns, they gained customers, Susan Cantor, CEO of Sterling Brands, a consumer branding firm, told the Wall Street Journal. This was supposed to be impossible to do. Remember what Rush Limbaugh used to say? You give in to them, they will double down and be back. You cannot. You have to tell them to pound sand. One of the most remarkable and unfathomable things I think I've seen culturally was a small thing. But after all of this swirl with American Eagle, Travis Kelce, the, fiance of Taylor Swift, after all the Nazi, eugenics, Nazi, launched his clothing brand weeks after that. Didn't even bat an eye. You know, that impossible in 2022. Impossible. And it's all changing. So I don't feel that way anymore. Do you feel that way? Do you feel like a stranger in your country right now? Because I don't. I feel like we're represented. I feel like we're not going to take their crap anymore. That doesn't mean the whole culture has to be about us or we have to dominate it like they do. We don't want to do that because they use government and fear of investigations in bureaucracy, SEC, regulatory agencies to do all that. We don't want to do that. We just want to be represented. We just want to feel like we live in a country where we're not a stranger in a strange land. Do you see what just happened on X? This is going to be fascinating to watch. Elon Musk has announced on X that he has canceled his Netflix subscription, citing concerns over this series on Netflix, Dead End Paranormal Park, which features a transgender teenage protagonist who interacts with demons. What is it with the left in these demons? It's like the creators of these shows know how they say this is marketed at the left. I better put some demons in. They're going to want to see that. What? Sorry. That's a different segment. I'm going to keep going. Creator Hamish Steele's social media comments celebrating the assassination of conservative activist Charlie Kirk in late September were the final straw, Elon Musk says. But the problem is that this cartoon that pushes transgender themes is targeted at 7-year-olds. It's got a TVY 7 rating. And Musk is now. He's currently asking people to dump their Netflix subscriptions. And right now he's sitting at 17 million views in 4 hours. This is an example of what Netflix is marketing to 7-year-olds.
It's not the park. It's me. I'm trans, Norma. And everyone at school knows, and everyone at home knows. And it's not the park.
So he marketed, it's a cartoon to 7-year-olds. And by the way, he's having this conversation, there's like a demon sitting right there chiming in right with him. Because you know that's normal. All right, it's on. This is how you take on the culture. It's okay to drive cancellations if you're doing it in a capitalistic way, if you're doing it as part of a debate. It's not okay to do it if you're Barack Obama. You send the human rights thugs, campaign thugs out there to intimidate companies that they'll get a low rating if they don't hire all your people and conform to all of your demands for programming. And then if you don't hire them, the regulators come after you with investigations and suits led by the government. That's not appropriate, but it's on. Oh, sorry. He's up to 20 million views since I started talking about this. That's real power. And it'll make a difference.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.